Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network. This is Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer. If it's a car, motorcycle, boat, or anything else with an engine in San Diego, it's on Racer Radio. Now, here's your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to Racer Radio right here on AM 1170 The Answer. I'm Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
And this segment's brought to you by San Diego Carburetor and Fuel Injection, 6622 University Avenue in San Diego. Go to sdcarb.com, sdcarb.com. We don't have a caller, but you know what? When I was in Detroit, I had gotten into some pretty in-depth conversations. I mean, this actually could have been in the Green Show. But it was kind of basically motorsports related in general, and the demise or the decline of spectators at a motorsport event came up.
Oh, yeah, and bodies in the seats,
right?
Yeah.
Butts in the seats, and everybody's trying to figure out how they can fix the problem. What do they need to do? What's it going to take? And then Formula E came in, you know, and by the way, Formula E, you know, normally when you take a pit, you just get out of one car and into another car. But it looks to me like either this year or next year, they're going to have enough battery that they won't do that. They could do tire change, but they won't. Or the battery will be easily replaced. Just, pull it out and put another one in.
So the pits will be a little different.
But again, it's still butts in the seat, you know. I mean, I know there's so much to do out there that motorsports has fallen off the favor, because I mean, you know, there was a time, especially in the Midwest and on the East Coast, when it's snowing and motorsports prevailed. I mean, because people just stay home and watch it. Well, now there's so much stuff to do, but the length of the races, I think, seems to be a problem, and the lack of favorite driver. You know, either the good guy with the white hat or the bad guy with the black hat. You know, there was a time, believe it or not, that they would hire a driver to be the bad guy, to go out there and crash into the competitors. Oh, yeah. Because those promoters back in the day knew that that's what the fans wanted to see. They wanted to see the fist fights. They wanted to see the crashing. They wanted to see the guy getting mad at the other guy. Well, we can't do that now because these cars are costing, you know, as much as a house. So you don't have that. And then the cars have become so cookie cutter.
Yeah.
I mean,
so it's just a matter of it's boring now.
It's kind of boring. I mean, unless you have that really small group that really likes technical driving, they like to see the maneuvering, they like to see. And God bless the TV stations. I mean, they are spending millions putting every kind of camera in that car to get you as involved in this race as possible, short of riding with the driver. Everything from the noises.
Yeah, they got the calls to the crew chief. They've got the display of exactly how much output is going on. But
it's not doing it.
Yeah,
it's
for some reason.
Not putting it the top.
Is it bottoms in seats nationwide and also ratings on TV?
Yeah, ratings are not as bad, but butts in the seat, they're just, I mean,
nationwide problem.
Yeah. And unless it's something like monster trucks.
Oh, something sort of a novelty.
Dude, monster trucks, they don't hardly advertise at all. And they fill these seats, 60,000 here, 70,000 there.
Yeah.
I've never known them. And then Vegas, holy moly, when they do the big monster jam in Vegas, I mean, it's just absolutely crazy. I heard you have to get your hotel tickets like the day after the last one, you know, and, you know, reserve your seats. But, and again, you could almost say do a lot of crashing. You know, Joey Chitwood, you know, the Daredevil guy back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
well, and we don't have a star like you were saying. No. There's no stars. You know, in golf, I know golf had a big boost when they had Tiger Woods winning. And
even now, your TV ratings go sky high when he plays, yeah, whether he wins or loses.
Yeah, it's just some people just have that fan base and that aura.
Dale Earnhardt or Senior.
Yep, same thing.
I mean, if that guy was at the track, or if he got knocked out early, the ratings took a hit.
Yeah.
The Richard Petty's.
Oh yeah, Huge. And then Rick Mears in IndyCar.
Tony Stewart.
These guys were legends, and people would, you know,
what made
make
them,
time in your schedule.
What is, because there's drivers out there that are, I mean.
They're every bit as good.
Look at Kyle Busch. But nobody likes Kyle Busch.
Well, because he's got a personality that a lot of people are turned off by.
Kurt Busch.
Same thing.
Nobody likes him.
Same thing.
Carl Edwards. Everybody loved Carl Edwards. You know, he almost could have been driver, you know, most popular driver of the year. But, you know.
But he's not at the top winning consistently.
Well, Earnhardt was carrying NASCAR on
his
back.
He was.
And I got to tell you, and I would never, I'm not wishing this on anybody. But if John Force got out of racing, I'll put it that way, if he retired, I think NHRA would take a hit.
There's a vacuum. There is a vacuum. He's so popular and such a personality. He's a good steward for that series. He's and then, of course, the next generation, he's nurtured the two daughters. They're doing successfully just amazing stuff on the track.
And that is the other draw to NHRA is their very large attendance of women drivers.
It makes a difference.
I mean, everything from motorcycles to Top Fuel to Funny Car to Pro Stock.
All of them.
I mean, there's not one division there isn't a woman, and that woman is usually pretty much right at the top of the game.
That's right. And they're good with PR. They're working the system. They know how they've got to be the stewards for the sport. And it's really important to know that you are not just an island to yourself. Right. You are a steward.
Right. You have to be ready to expose yourself to the media and the fans.
Right.
But then again, we say this a million times. NHRA opens, you know, the doors, basically, to let anybody and everybody in. You get one ticket, you're in.
They're so inclusive and open access to the pits. You can't beat it. You don't have to buy a separate pit pass for NHRA. And I think a lot of these other series need to take note of that.
Which brings up another point. I want to throw this out there because Dirt Dude's going to be calling in. He's going to be calling in from the Del Mar Fairground, or San Diego Fair, I'm sorry, in Del Mar. He's calling the Monster Truck
from the
races.
Monster Truck Arena, yeah.
So right now they're giving Monster Truck rides out at the fair. But between now and Wednesday the 4th, folks, if you want to go out and see some absolutely kick-butt racing, you know, you can still get tickets. You can get discount tickets at Albertsons.
Oh, so this is included with your pass for the fair?
Yeah.
So you don't have to buy a separate ticket to go see the Monster Trucks?
Uh-uh.
Okay, do this. Go to Albertsons.
Yeah, get your discount
pass for the fair.
And go on.
That's
down.
A no-brainer.
And you can, if you don't want to pay for parking, you just pull into the horse park on the east side of I-5. The bus will take you right to the front gate.
Oh, perfect. And there's two shows, right, on the Monster Trucks.
At 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock and 5 o'clock every single day.
Yeah. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's, you know, well, but I mean, if you've never been to a motorsport race, you ought to at least give it a try. Just go check it out. If nothing else, it's visually, it's fun.
Listen, and most of the sights and the smells and the sounds, it's amazing. You just aren't going to see that anywhere
else. The food,
else.
For some reason,
I know, the
is
food's
really good.
Really good at tracks.
I mean,
we never starve at the track.
Yeah, and it could be just a hamburger or a hot dog,
but they do a good
pizza,
job.
But yeah, they do a really, 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 really good
yes,
job.
Yes, and 4th of July, they're going to have really awesome program out there at the Paris Auto Speedway. If you want to,
don't we have a gentleman calling in on that?
Yeah, the Paris segment. He'll tell us all about it. But just to give you a little preview, it's the Night of Destruction, and they're going to have figure eight racing, and they'll have fireworks. And I think Dave and I went. Did we go last year, or was it on the Memorial Day? I think we went on 4th of July.
Really good fireworks.
Yeah.
We do a really good job.
Even though it's a Wednesday, they are doing it, and there is no Cajon Cruise.
Correct.
So you don't have to worry that you're going to miss the Cajon Cruise on Wednesday night.
I'm surprised they didn't have a 4th of July cruise.
They're just skipping this week. Yeah.
All right. Well, Dirt Dude's going to be calling in a few moments once he gets everybody strapped in the Monster Truck ride that he is. I don't know what he's doing out there. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. You are listening to Racer Radio. I'm Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
AM 1170.
The Answer.
Welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio right here on AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where absolutely nobody treats you better than El Cajon Ford. They're open today, and they have got a sale going on that will knock your socks off. And if you're looking for a Ford Focus RS, they have a white one, a red one, and a blue one.
I just talked to somebody last night at my car meet who's looking for one of those.
Uh-huh. Do you have his contact info?
Hers? Yes.
Tell her to...
She needs to go to El Cajon Ford.
I will give you Paul's phone number.
Thank you.
And I asked him, I said, so are you marking them up?
Yeah.
He goes, no. So nice. They're not even marking them up.
Nice.
So she has her choice of white, blue, or red. Isn't that funny?
Just
red, white, or blue.
Just in time for the holiday.
Yeah. And I'll give you Paul's information, and then you can send it to her.
All right.
And if she mentions Racer Radio, since they do sponsor this show, she'll get very, very well taken care of.
Nice. I will do that.
All right. Barona Circle Track. Great track race last night. Need to be there. I'm telling you,
yeah.
It's more fun. The weather was great.
Yep.
Dirt Dude was not there. Dirt Dude is living at the fair. He's in there sleeping with the cows.
And the monster trucks.
How
do
you
we
doing,
have
bud?
Him? Dirt Dude.
It's going great out here. You can hear the monster truck probably behind me. So, yeah, I actually made it up there for main event because I didn't want to miss the main event. Brandon Justina filled in for me to cover my show, you know, to do the whole thing that I do at the Verona Speedway. So it was a great time. I do have the race results if you guys want to know how everyone finished.
Sure.
And our Mid-Dwarf Masters, Jalen Gill, got a main event win. Charlie Carty got a main event win in the Sportsman Mid-Dwarf. Our junior sprint, Peyton McCowan, got a main event win. On to the Big Track, Pro and Stock Pony. This was one I was very proud to be there. Shane Sexton got his first main event win in a car that most of the kids, our junior drivers, have moved up to. It was Mike Thing's car. So there's a lot of people that have had this car. Shane Sexton got a main event win, his first one, and he also won the Dash for Cash. So he won $100 in the Dash for Cash and a main event win.
Wow.
So stoked he did that. It was great to talk to him. The 11, Dennis Taylor, got his seventh main event win. And the Pure Stocks, Terry Adams, got a main event win. Ryan O'Connor and Dwarf Cars got a main event win. And there was a good show. That was a good battle with them. And in the Street Stocks, Paul Damberger got a main event win. That's his first one. He used to race this track in several different divisions. He's been back out running in the Pure now. And then IMC Modified, Bill Miller out of Yuma, Arizona, got his first main event win. He's been there and had a lot of couple second and thirds, but got his first main event win tonight. And back to Shane Sexton, he's had 4 second places and finally got that first main event win. So I was totally stoked for that kid. I mean, I got there, they had a red flag. Shane Sexton got together with another car, but it was Dennis Taylor spun out, so they actually charged Dennis Taylor with a caution, which means the other guys would get their spots back. Got him apart, so then I was actually watching from the pit. So I said, if that kid wins, I'm going to go take a mic from Brandon, and I did. I ran up there. I'm like, dude, sorry, man, but I'm going to talk to this kid. I'm not going to let this interview pass. So, it was a great night of racing. I know Paris ran the same night we did, and they had modified and streets and supers and stuff there, too. So hopefully they had a great time there. I know we had a great time at our track.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? How was the weather up there?
The weather is really nice. A little chilly in the afternoon. I don't know. I'm out here in Del Mar now, and the weather's always perfect out here, man. It's just a great day of monster trucks out here at the Del Mar Fair.
And you're there through the 4th of July, right?
Yep. The 1 o'clock and 5 o'clock, we have monster trucks out here till the 4th. Since the 29th. Actually, I've been out here since the 22nd. Great days out here.
So how's our boy Shockey doing?
Very good. He actually just broke his shock, I think, in the first round today. I think they're probably fixing it. I haven't had a chance to go back in. I'm hosting monster truck rides out here right now. They have a signature monster truck ride truck out here going around the same ground that the monster trucks have been racing on. So I've been doing that.
Oh, that's fun. So in between the races, you can get in one yourself and go for a ride.
Yeah,
wow.
It's pretty cool.
Huh. Is it a full-size monster truck?
It is a 1947 Mack fire truck that has been retired. Jake Blackwell was the guy that picked this thing up. It was scheduled to be scrapped. I mean, they said they were going to scrap this thing out and just destroy it. He got it. It's all original. The paint on it, the silver work, everything is. It's a 1947 Mack fire truck. They gutted the back. He has seats lined in the back, seven faces on it, seven back to back. So there's 14 seats in it, and it's a full on monster truck.
That's cool. I love it when things get preserved and sort of recycled into another use, and then another generation can enjoy it.
Yeah, he's had this thing, I think, for 14 years, probably.
Wow.
That is so, so cool.
And the fans just love going for a ride in it. Is it open? It's an open in the back, right?
Yeah, so you're sitting back-to-back, and you're looking out the truck, like out the side of the truck. And everyone that gets on it, they're like, oh, yeah, that should be kind of fun. And then they get off, and they're all screaming like little kids. Mm-hmm. You know, they got their hands up. Because he goes across, like, the big tabletops and all the jumps that they have out here. Mm. He rolls over them. I mean, you're in a truck. You're already off the ground. You're, what, 15 feet off the ground? Then you go across a 20 or a 15-foot high jump, and you know, that high in the air in the middle of the arena, same place where monster trucks are at. It's great. It's a fun ride. I mean, a lot of people get off, and they're like, that was way more than what we expected. So it's really fun.
Awesome. And that's with the price of admission to the fair. That's not extra.
That is extra. That ride is extra.
Okay. I thought it was. How much was it?
One of our shows. What's that?
How much is it?
It's $10 a person.
Oh, that's nothing.
So it's not bad. I mean, like, anything out here, I figured out everything at the fair is the minimum $10. Food, drink, everything is, you know, just rounded up for $10.
Yeah, you want a lemonade, $10.
Well, it makes it easy for, you know, having to give change.
Corn dog, $10.
Yeah.
So are you sampling the food out there?
I don't have the budget to sample everything I'd like to. I hit some of the things I'd like to. I tried the ice cream sandwich. It's an ice cream patty rolled in fruity pebbles, and then they smash it with two cotton candy buns.
Oh,
had that.
Ouch.
That was like, oh, it was good. I had but there's a grilled cheese stand here. We went and had grilled cheese. That was really good.
Okay. I could handle that.
Oh, yeah. And then there was the triple decker sandwich with the donut buns.
Oh.
Krispy Kreme donut buns. That was pretty good.
No.
Wait a minute. I thought you had a budget. I thought you couldn't afford anything.
That was my budget. I brought two loaves of bread and peanut butter and jelly. So I'm eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches now for the rest of the show.
But just keep in mind, though, the freaky things he's been trying. This is the same guy who tried pina colada Oreos and liked them.
Oh, those were good, man.
See?
Oh, my.
Yeah, he has weird taste.
Okay, Brittany just texted us.
Brittany says,
right now.
She says,
Brittany said that your grilled cheese were $11.
No, I didn't. That was the bacon wrapped jalapeno grilled cheese sandwich that was $11. I had the morning sunrise, which was ham and eggs and cheese, and that was $9.
Are you sleeping out there?
Yeah,
yes, I am.
Where?
In my trailer, in our monster truck pit, I am living the dream of living out here.
Wow.
In the air conditioning for a while, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I see everyone. They're parking everyone in the infield by 11 o'clock. That means the two other main parking lots they have are already full by 11.
Holy
and this
moly.
Is just like Saturday, Friday and Saturday. So I know when it gets towards the 4th of July, this place is going to be a zoo. It's going to be a packed zoo.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because you're going to be out there right until... So what are they doing on the 4th? Anything special?
Monster trucks and our junior drivers out here, what we're doing. I'm not sure who's on main stage, fans, or anything like that. Really, I'm not even going in there.
No.
As much as I'd like to, especially with the traffic now. We were going in there, and there's a massage place. You get in these massage chairs, and it's like a capsule. It's like a cockpit. It envelops you.
Oh, I've seen those things.
By the hot tub, you have to be 18 or older to ride these chairs. And I was like, okay, man, it's just like 1,000 little people beating you up with bats, man. It's just really tough. It's really good. You get out, it stretches you out. So it's pretty much all these air pockets and bags and stuff like that. And a machine leans back so your feet are off the ground. Great.
Wow. So did you buy
one? I was like, man, No, they told me the price, and I was like, oh, I think I could get a small car for that price. But I think when my daughter, you know, actually becomes a doctor, I think that's what she's going to get me, though. She'll pay me back for all the money I put into her.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. It's guest thinking.
Yeah, that's a good return on your investment. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can enjoy it in my older life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you should.
You should be living the good life when she becomes a doctor. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you watch. You'll start and go and help people that have no money.
And she'll be like, I decided I want to be an artist instead.
No. We're going down this career path. I'm putting this much money into it.
She has no choice.
She's my retirement cow.
No return. That's funny. That's funny.
That is so funny. I love it.
So I'm not sure. I don't have the schedule with me. I know we're racing again in 2 weeks. We just raced last Saturday. Yesterday. So 2 weeks again.
Yep.
And then we're closing in on that celebrity race around the 28th. If that we can get that going.
Speaking of which, hello. Are you guys going to request a KUSI time?
I haven't heard anything about it. No one clears my schedule for me.
Well, somebody needs to send me an email so we can lock in a date so we can get, you know, the cars to KUSI and whoever drivers you're going to line up.
So far you have Chris Boyer and Clint
Yeah, that's
August.
A, hey, you're not going to bring Chris Boyer in. That's a ringer. That's not good.
Well, he has to start dead last, and I think we're going to handicap him by a half a lap.
Oh, come on. I mean, that's going to be, geez, Louise. I think I'd take a piston out, but that's up to you.
And lower some of his air pressure.
And make his wear the helmet backwards.
Yeah. So that's
July
28th.
Yeah, we'll put on the tinted shield that's like totally you can't see through. Perfect. Have them drive by braille.
Yeah, so that's the 28th of July, and then the next race in between is on the 14th.
Yeah,
and I'll reach out to the folks out at Barona to find out,
get a date
locked in.
Yeah, they should have some of the celebs in their cars go out there, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, have fun at the county fair with all the kids and the monster trucks.
So go get yourself a jalapeno popper.
Growing up, I've always called it the Del Mar Fair. It's been the Del Mar Fair my whole life, and now it's the San Diego County Fair.
The county fair.
I am in the Del Mar Arena, so I can actually cover myself. Every time I say Del Mar, it's the arena. So.
Yeah.
I do cover it.
All right.
Well, thanks for calling in, and we're glad to hear you're having fun out there.
Hopefully I see you guys out here sometime, right?
I know.
Try to fit it in our budget.
I wish I didn't have two trials coming up.
That is
the
a problem.
The 4th of July is a holiday. You know you guys aren't going
to
be working.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. You imagine how many people are going to be out at the Del Mar or the San Diego Fair?
Oh, you did it.
I know. Get off the phone. Hey,
well, I can get there at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Go get that jalapeno popper. Yeah, if you get up at 3.
That's okay. I could do it.
All right, folks. We're going to take a small break. When we come back, we've got Ken Williams on the line, and he's going to talk about all the excitement at Paris Auto Speedway on the 4th of July. So stay tuned.
To AM 11.
Folks, hey, welcome back. This is Racer Radio right here on AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment's brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. Go to parisautospeedway.com, parisautospeedway.com for all your racing needs. Because once you go there, you'll get your fix and you'll be wonderful. And they're going to have a great 4th of July party. I'm going to call it a party. It's
located
a race.
Located nearby up in Riverside County. You just hop up the 15 freeway.
Take the 215.
To the 215 and get off at Cahalco Expressway. And go east about 10 minutes, maybe.
And you're there. So check it out. Hey, we got Ken McWilliams on the line. Hey, Ken, how's it going, buddy?
Good. How you doing?
Oh, not doing too bad. Y'all excited about this coming Wednesday?
Yeah, I'm almost all ready to go. I got a few things to button up, and we should be ready to rock.
So you're gonna what kind of car are you gonna be driving? Now you're gonna be in the Night of Destruction. What kind of a car do you have?
I got an old modified that we put together for the Figure Eight and the Figure Eight trailer race. I had a different car before, but I got a little fender bender at Verona. in their figure eight race. So.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
it
yeah. Just recently?
Yeah.
What number was that car?
52.
We were there. Yeah, that
yes,
was.
Yes, I remember.
I can see why you
was
did.
Was it the one yeah. that has sort of the camouflage?
Yeah, it was green. I didn't see this. I didn't even know where the flagman was, to be honest with you, the whole race. And then next thing I know is I actually saw him when he was waving the white flag, which apparently it wasn't for me. That was the checkered. And when I went back to the intersection, the other guy, he kind of hesitated. So I laid on the gas and he stepped on the gas.
Uh-huh. I remember that crash.
That was the last
that was
lap,
very,
right?
It was at the end. Yeah.
Yeah, it was as I was crossing, I guess, what would be the checkered.
It's now, his you, family. We were sitting
now, wait
with
a minute.
His...
Wait, let's make sure we got okay. the right guy.
Yeah,
now, did your
right
car
guy.
Have guns on the side of it?
No, mine didn't have guns. I'm the one that had the sideboard. I had the outlaw car.
Okay. Because, right. you know, remember the guy that was out there? He had all the real, it was a real pretty car. It had a nice wrap on it. Had all the, what were the AR-15s on the side of the car?
Yeah, yeah.
His family was sitting in front of us, and she...
The wife.
Because he'd never done this before.
Yeah.
He had never, ever done a Night of Destruction. And she was just on the edge of her chair. And then when that last lap, he turned left, and the guy coming the other way turned right, and they just...
Yeah, sort of a rookie driver, like a high school student was at the wheel, God. And it was just,
I thought she was going to have a heart attack. But everybody goes and walked away safe. That's one thing about that race. I mean, you guys go so fast through the intersections. It's just... Did you do the Night of Destruction at Paris just a couple of weeks ago?
I did. I took my car out. It was the first time we had the car, so it wasn't. We're kind of trying to set it up and fix the little bugs throughout the night. I ended up winning the trailer race, and I was running up front in the regular figure eight race, but I was having a little bit of training issues. It kept popping out of gear, and then the handling went away on it. So I think I ended up fourth.
So your trailer picked up another trailer.
Yes, my trailer picked up another trailer.
Yeah, you won with two trailers. Did you get two trophies?
That came loose. Somebody's came loose. And then he dragged it for like a couple of laps at least.
Yeah, I think it was like the last like four or five laps. In all reality, I thought I lost my trailer because I heard them saying that somebody lost their trailer. It's kind of hard to hear in the car, even with the volume all the way up
you
on
think?
The headphones. But, I mean, nobody waved the black flag at me, so I was like, well, I guess I'm going to go until they wave the black flag. And I ended up picking up a trailer. I didn't lose one.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I know. It was
The crowd loved it. I know you couldn't hear, but the crowd, we were sitting up there, and everybody was just like, look at that. Oh, my God. They thought it was the funniest thing ever that you... You know, your first place, you got two trailers back there.
And you still won. That was awesome.
Everybody lost, pretty much everybody lost the stuff that they were trailering, too. It was really funny, one by one. Like, the cooler fell off of one, and the baby carriage fell off of the other one.
Yeah. What did you have on the back of yours?
I think I had a stroller.
That's right, yeah.
It was just hysterical.
That was hysterical. Yeah, that's...
I got a bunch of kids that... you know, I'm lucky enough that they cheer and root for me. So they came up to me last race and they said that they want to, they have an old toy that, you know, I don't know, was their brother or sisters or something. So they're going to paint it all up and I'm going to go pick it up this week and put it on the back of the trailer. So.
Oh, how cool is that?
All right.
Well, you know, I was talking in the very first segment, you know, about how do we get people to the racetracks, you know? And we were talking that, you know, we don't have the Dale Earnhardts of the world. We don't have the Richard Petties of the world. We don't have... you know, Fireball Roberts, you know, these really outgoing personalities. But I think of the divisions like what you're doing, you know, the Destruction, Night of Destruction, that type of thing. I think that brings more fans to the track because you guys get real personal with the fans. I mean, you guys really reach out. You're very accessible. You know, you're not, you know, in a situation where you won't talk to anybody or give an autograph. And I think that's what makes Paris Auto Speedway the track that it is, seriously.
Yeah, I know. For me, I mean, that's what it's all about. I've done a lot of stuff with the schools, and, you know, it's cool. Last year, I think we gave out a little over 300 T-shirts, T-shirts to kids.
Sure.
For the 4th of July race, we're going to make up another 50 or 60 T-shirts to hand out to the kids.
Excellent.
And, I mean, that's what it's all about. They come up, they're so excited. You let them sit in the car. You know, I usually give them a trophy if I got one, or, I mean, they just sit in the garage. I mean...
Yeah, they're just collecting dust.
Away now.
Yeah,
pretty much. It was cool, you know, when you first started.
Yeah.
But now it's like it makes them happy, you know. So they're happier than.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You just I've put kids on TV down here in San Diego, and we ran into one of the kids I had on TV up at Barona. And goodness gracious, you'd have thought I walked on water. I mean, it totally blew me away. I mean, he was just so excited to see me in person because he'd seen, I guess, one of his buddies on TV. But, I think that's part of what we should be doing for the youth is giving them opportunities, giving them a good, solid role model, somebody they can look up to and aspire to. And I really do, I say this with all sincerity, I haven't met anybody at Parrish yet, especially that we've interviewed, that didn't have that kind of a mindset about giving back to the kids. And I think that's really what makes Parrish Auto Speedway stand out.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, I grew up around racing. So, I was able to sit on somebody's lap and drive the trailer, the car up on the trailer, so to speak, or take a lap around a track afterwards. So, that's how I grew up like that. That's how I got into racing.
And guess what? Did you not have good grades the whole time you were in school and involved in motorsports?
Yeah. I mean, I always had to keep them up. I had to keep them up for sports, but if not, then yeah.
You lose the car.
I wouldn't be able to do. Yep. Yeah.
I try to tell people, if you've got a kid or boy or girl that might be, has lost direction or doesn't know where to go, get him to your local track and get him involved in motorsports. I'm telling you, it will put a smile on a kid's face and the adults as well. Because as you get older, I've noticed more and more fathers have gotten out from behind the wheel and have helped their kids get into it. And I think the excitement there is almost as much as when they drove themselves.
Oh, I agree. I mean, last night, for example, my cousin ran. She's 16 years old.
Oh, my.
Just got her license, and she started mid-pack and worked her way up to second. And,
no.
I mean,
Alyssa
the leader,
Smith.
You know. Yep.
Was that leader, Alyssa Smith?
Was,
yeah.
That was Alyssa, my cousin.
Wow.
She went out there. I've never seen, she took a huge step forward in her racing yesterday and drove a clean race, and the crowd was more, behind her than they were the leader, or just as much behind her as the leader. Cause she's young, she's a girl. And the younger people is what the future of the sport is.
Sounds to me like she might have a little talent rolling.
Just a little. Yeah.
I try to ask her for driving lessons, but
she's not going to tell you nothing.
Did you see her Facebook post about her trying to pass her driver's license exam when she had to drive the car? They gave her points off because she was speeding a little bit, but they still passed her.
Yeah.
It was hysterical.
Well, she was speeding and passing cars. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
DMV guy in the car
hanging on for, I could just see it.
Yep. Well, I'm a race car driver. Sorry.
Doesn't remind you of anybody, does it?
No.
No.
Nope. I just don't see myself in her at all.
Oh, of course not. Yeah. No. None whatsoever.
Nope.
So for the folks that maybe didn't see the last couple races you ran, what's the number of your car again?
52.
All right. Got any sponsors this time?
Yeah, I got American Fit Apparel. I got CrossFit Marietta, Jose Tractors, my dad. He helps out tremendously. Tony, I have a couple friends that helped get this car together. Before the last race, Travis and one of my buddy Nick and Tony, and obviously the biggest supporter and the biggest person that allows me to do this, my wife. I mean, if it wasn't for her and putting up with it, then I definitely wouldn't be able to do it. But yeah, that's about it. You guys got to come out for the 4th of July show. It's going to be an awesome show.
I know. I'm working on him to go out. I'm on my own and I could do what I want. He's married. I'm not. So I don't have to answer to anybody. He has to check with his wife to see if it's okay. He gets away if he has plans or whatever, but I don't. I do have to work the next day, but I've been out there to Parrish enough. I know that I can get home around 11:30 or midnight and I'll be fine. I'll be able to get to work. So I'm planning on going.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
They plan on having a little bit more of a show going on. I know beforehand, because it's 4th of July, they're going to allow the kids going to go on the track. We're probably going to have like a water balloon toss and a three-legged race with the drivers. And, obviously the fireworks show. Myself and a couple of drivers, we got, we all donated probably about 25 bikes that we're going to raffle off, and all that money is going to go to the American Cancer Society. So
Awesome.
It's going to be a big show. All the Parrish residents are going to allow in for free. So it's a big fireworks show. It'd be probably about 5,000 people there.
Oh, my gosh. So the thing is, get there early.
Yeah, get there early. Like I said, come check out the bikes. We're going to be raffling those off, all the drivers put them together. We're going to put their number plates on them, have the driver sign them.
Right, and so
let
before...
Let the kids come pick up their bike when their number gets out.
Will that be like before the race that people could go and bid on, you know, put money down for the raffle on those, or...
Yeah, exactly. They're going to be able to come in, get a raffle ticket, mm-hmm. and then still trying to work out the details of it be before or after the fireworks session, or maybe a couple before, a couple after. You know, we'll raffle off, you know, some of the bikes, and like I said, we have, I think, a little over 25 bikes, and with the ticket sales, we're hoping to raise a good chunk of money for the American Cancer Society. I know Parrish really steps it up, and, you know, they donate, you know, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 to them, you know, almost every year. So,
yeah, it's a great partnership that they do that every year.
Exactly.
They're very consistent, yeah. And I'm sure the American Cancer Society is very appreciative, but that's how racers roll, yeah. And, you know, I'm not surprised, but yeah. So, okay. So kids on track before the racing with the water balloons and all that, and meeting with the race car drivers. That sounds like a great 4th of July to me. And then fireworks after the racing. All right. Well, thanks so much.
I think they're going to have the fireworks at intermission, but
okay.
Yeah. Come check it out and we'll talk to you guys soon.
All right. Thanks so much for calling in, Ken. That was Ken McWilliams, racer at Parrish Auto Speedway. And if you would like more information, go to parrishautospeedway.com. All right. We're going to take a break. And when we get back, we're going to have a little more talk about racing right on here on AM 1170, The Answer.
Folks, hey, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio right here on AM 1170. Tell you what, sit down.
Well, all right. We got news about NASCAR.
Now, if you watch the race and you're taping it,
sponsor.
Then trust me, you're not going to want to
sponsor.
Change a channel. Certified Car Care, located on Woodside Avenue in lovely Santee, 11370 North Woodside Avenue. Go to certifiedcarcare.net. In fact, if you mention you hear it right here on KCBQ, they've got a discount off their dyno pull. And you know, if you're building a race car, you got to do a dyno pull to find out where you need to start. And then dyno pull when you're done, so you know where you ended up. Hey, we got Hollywood. He's from the Gun Show, but he just watched the NASCAR race. And
he has some great news.
So if you don't
want
to hear the ending, folks, turn it off. So
yeah,
tell us about
alert.
your uncle.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, don't even say it. I'm telling you what. I'm sitting there watching the race, listening to 1170 in one ear, watching the race in the other. And Kyle Busch has been running really great all day long in that horrible Toyota he's got. And he's running really good. You know, he's pitting and then coming back, taking the lead, whatever. But young Larson, who I love, he drives a Chevy. I'm a Ford guy. But Larson, he's got a great attitude. Mm-hmm. You know, young guy. He is racing so hard. He wants to win so hard. They're in turn maybe two at the last lap. And he's just trying to win. He's on the inside, too much gas, gets loose as you do in NASCAR, comes up high. And you can tell, I mean, if you've ever watched NASCAR, you can tell he is trying not to run into
Busch. Know when they're stuffing him in the wall.
Yeah, yeah. He's hitting the brakes, he's letting up, he's letting Busch get in front of him and catches just a barely little bit of his rear fender.
Oh.
Still, but it slows him down just enough. Larson gets around him. And
how hard did Kurt or Kyle go into the wall? Hard? No?
Not hard at all.
Just a little.
Just a little scrape. You know, the old, he didn't hit you, he didn't bump you, he rubbed you, and rubbing sun is racing. It was a little rub on the wall.
Right, trading paint.
And, he hit the wall harder than Larson hit him. Anyway, so about right in coming into turn four, it's almost like you could see him downshifting. Hits him in the rear end. It wasn't a bump. It wasn't a nudge. It was a ram. Like, you know, it's pardon my language. He should have spit first.
Oh,
that's how hard he hit him in the rear.
Golly.
Spun Larson out right there. He almost hit the wall between at the pit row deal, but held on to it and still finished second. But you could tell it was completely intentional, mm-hmm. and pulls up to Winner's Circle, takes his helmet off, and rubs his eyes like a crybaby, pointing at the camera for everybody who didn't like the way the race ended.
Oh, my God. So were you able to stay and listen to the...
Oh, man.
Now, did anybody interview Kyle?
They were interviewing him. I really wish I could have heard what they were saying, but I was in a public, you know, they had FIFA on one TV and all kinds of stuff. And, you know, being the only redneck in Southern California, I had a NASCAR channel for sure.
But yeah, didn't
those two haven't they had issues in the past?
I don't think so, because I tell you, you know, it did show, like had this happen to Bush. You've seen Bush do that. He's the one, 2 years ago, took his helmet off and threw it at the driver as he came by on his winning lap, you know?
Yeah.
Larson came up into the garage. They were interviewing him. He came up, and, everybody moved out of the way. They were hoping for some drama. And Larson came up, and I couldn't hear it, but it was one of those, hey, man, it's all about racing, good race, and shook his hand.
Took the high road.
Took the super high road and walked off. Now, it might have something to do with the fact that Larson's about 4'11" and Kyle
and weighs 100 pounds.
Yeah, and when Kyle Busch is 6'2", that might have something to do with it.
Well, Michelle and I have met Larson at Paris Auto Speedway.
But isn't he great?
But we both walked right by him because we thought I was a 12-year-old kid in the driving
seat. He's so little. Yeah.
But he looked like he was 12. We didn't even think twice about it. All of a sudden, we went,
he's
that's
a heck
Larson.
Of a driver. He's a heck of a driver.
Yeah.
And he took the high road.
He took the high road. He had the right attitude. And they interviewed a bunch of other people. And I know they were asking about the end of the race. I wish I could have heard what they were saying.
So let me ask you this. Now, if you do that in the WeatherTech series with Ferraris and the Lambos and all that stuff, and if you did that, you're going to get in trouble.
Right.
F1, you do that, you're going to get in trouble. IndyCar, you do that, you're going to get in trouble. What's up with NASCAR?
Well,
are they going to penalize him?
Well, we'll see. I'm hoping they...
Tuesday.
It'll be Monday or Tuesday. You know, they're going to be looking at the records, and there's a committee that has to get together. Right. I don't know if you remember or not, but about 3 years ago in NASCAR, they came out and said, all right, we got too many rules. You know, they were starting to lose fans because it was too... boring, just to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. So they say, hey, you know what? We're going to let up on some of the rules and let you guys race.
Right. And let you guys deal with your own
issues. Right, and let you deal with it and do your thing. And so with that being said, I mean, this was so blatant. I can't imagine them not finding him either money or points. It has to be one of the two. When you watch, when you go home, I know you record it.
I'll watch it.
Yeah, so when you get home, and you know, fast forward to the last, you know, 1 minute of the race, it's going to blow your mind on how blatant it was.
The concern for me is, and I'm trying to think of who the drivers were. I think it was Rusty Wallace or somebody, and Carl Edwards that got into it. I mean, it was a bad accident. This could have been a very bad accident. And then what would have Bush done if, say, Larson got hurt? I mean, had to be taken away.
Right.
Well, it'd be shadows of the Tony Stewart incident where he ended up, getting sued and all that.
I remember that. He clipped
a young kid on the dirt. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I wonder if the new rules require that there be a formal protest filed.
Well, NASCAR
Larson would have to do that.
NASCAR will throw fines and that stuff out there.
Yeah, you know, if this would have happened in the third, let's say the third or fifth or 23rd lap, you might have seen a black flag where he had to go to the end.
But this was trying to win the race.
This was trying to win on the last lap. And, I mean, that's when the guys are trying to race. And I got to be honest with you, it was, as much as I dislike Bush, and I'm not going to lie,
you're on the edge of your chair.
I am not a Bush fan, so maybe my commentary right now is biased. It was a very good race. Lots of good racing, rubbing paint. Right there to the end, everybody trying. It was a great, it was a great race for NASCAR, a great moment for NASCAR. But at the same time, you know, it was so blatant. If NASCAR doesn't do something, money, points, or something, I'm going to be really disappointed.
And Kyle loved it.
Because
I don't think he's a big fan of being a fan. I don't think he cares
Kyle Busch loves drama when it goes his way.
Yeah.
If it doesn't go his way, he's the biggest crybaby in NASCAR.
You've got to give him props.
The boy can drive. The boy can. They got that Toyota tuned right. Drives me nuts. I'm a Ford guy. I'm all about Harvick, Keselowski, Logano. They interviewed Logano, and I couldn't hear what he was saying. But just on He is young. It's just so happy to be racing NASCAR. He's like a puppy with two Peters. He don't know what to do with himself sometimes when he's out there racing.
Michelle and I got to go for a ride with him in a 1914 Model T.
How awesome is Logano? He's just a great, fun person. Great guy.
You could be Logano because he's just that personable, he's known you for 100 years.
Yeah.
Good guy.
So
that's how Ford drivers are.
Point in case, right?
Thing of it is, too, you know, we were talking about it in the first segment because we're trying to figure out how to get more butts in the seat. We don't have any stars anymore. We don't have the Dale Earnhardts anymore. We don't have the Richard Pettys anymore. Jimmy Johnson was pretty soft. Even Jeff Gordon was pretty soft. And I don't mean soft as in they don't know what they're doing. It's just that, you know, the Mark Martins of the world.
They weren't the big, big outspoken.
No, and Jimmy Johnson also had a lot of people who were detractors because he was from California and they couldn't get behind him. There was that too. Even though he was such a great racer.
Well, here's the deal, you know, from being Southern born and bred, I'm a firm believer in being in Southern California. I'm still Southern.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe you moved all the way up. I'm like, no, I'm
still Southern.
I can't get
any further south is Mexico.
I bought a house 8 miles from Mexico, so you can't tell me I'm not Southern.
Right.
So what did you think of Truax? Did you hear that little episode? He was coming in for his pits.
Yeah.
Left, and on the very, very last section of the pit lane, he got flagged for speeding.
Yep.
So he came back around, went through it.
In the pits.
Did his stop.
Yeah.
Left, got caught for speeding again. So he goes back around to come back in again. This time he doesn't stop. So he had to do it again four times.
Well, you know, Truex is a competitor.
There had to be something wrong with the car.
No, I don't think there's anything wrong with the car. I just think, except the fact that he drives a Toyota. I just think he's such a competitor. He's trying to get that edge all the way to the end. And he's just one of those guys that pushes, which is why he's, you know, it's the three best drivers, in my opinion, in NASCAR right now are Harvick, Kyle Busch, and Truex Jr., and two Toyotas and a Ford. And it drives me nuts. I hate to say it, but they really are right now. I mean, and that's why people are coming back to NASCAR, because you got guys like that are racing so hard, pushing it to the limit every time.
And they're likable, and they're good stewards for the
Except for Kyle Busch. He is not likable. Nobody likes him.
Right.
All right.
We have the
Thanks for sitting in, buddy. We always appreciate it.
There's an exception to every rule.
That's right. Well, hey, Gun Sports Radio is coming up, and we've got Joel Anderson in the house.
Senator Joel Anderson.
But the biggest shock is we got John Dillon in the house. I can't believe John Dillon is in the
house.
I was out there. I touched his Tesla.
Did you touch his Tesla? Yeah. Did it touch you back?
Don't tell him.
Did it zap you?
No, we won't do that. All right, hey, we're going to take a small break and we come back.
Well, you didn't mention we have Racer Radio on Facebook.
Yes, we do. Racer Radio, Facebook, Car-Centric. It's all right there, but we're getting close to the top of the hour. We don't want our Timothy in there to have a mild heart attack.
All right, so we'll say happy trails.
25 seconds. We got a lifetime. All right, stay tuned, folks. Make sure you go to Car-Centric and Racer Radio, and you ought to know and say hi.
Yes.
Right here on AM 1170.
The Answer.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again. Some trails are happy.
Racer Radio on AM 1170. The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network.